You see in the pews, there's little bulletins inviting you to sign up for an hour with our Lord after the dedication of our new Eucharistic chapel. So please take one along with you, think about it, and consider giving an hour of your time back to your Creator, who would love to see you there. And only about 20% of the slots are filled, so we could really use your help. Otherwise, Father Dave and I are going to be pulling a lot of all-nighters. So please, please be generous in signing up. And there's also been reports that a high schooler wearing a Roman cassock has been walking around town. And I can assure you I've graduated high school and seminary, ordained a priest, just made it. I was 27 years old, so just made the cutoff, but we're all good. So it was probably me. Find myself here. Okay. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Today we seem to encounter a paradox in our readings. What we hear from Jesus, Jesus who is the God of love, Jesus who tells us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. And he tells us, if you do not hate your mother and your father, your wife, your children, you cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not deny himself, take up his cross, and follow after me cannot be my disciple. We have to think about this, because how can this Jesus, who we know to be so loving, so compassionate, how can he put conditions on that love? For us, what does that mean to follow after Jesus, to remain in his love, as he asks us to do? So this may seem a little crazy, but I'm going to do another reflection from our beloved Reedsburg Beavers to draw a lesson of how can we make sense of this hard truth that we encounter in the gospel today. So this last Friday, I went to the game. I saw these men who throughout the whole week, they were training hard. They're going to practice, giving it their all, growing in virtue and trying to be heroic men to win that victory. They've had a pretty good streak. You know, they won two games, and then comes DeForest to town on Friday. 28-0, and they didn't make it. They had to deal with a hard loss, a hard truth. It was a failure, but we need to think, how are they going to work through it? Are they just going to quit? Are they just going to give up? Practice comes on Monday. See you later. I'm done. What do they do? These guys know that there's a greater fight than just that one game to win. They've got next week. They've got SAW coming. They need to keep practicing, and they need to keep shooting for the championship. So what are they going to do? Monday, they're going to go back to practice, and they're going to give it their all. They're going to be encouraged by their coach. They're going to be corrected by their coach who loves them and wants the best for them. And they're going to keep trying to win. They're not going to give up. When I, as a newly converted one to the Reedsburg Beavers, I was mourning the loss a little bit with someone in town here. And you know, I just said, well, I guess not everybody can be a winner at the same time. And she said, that's absolutely true. And I'm like, wow, absolutely true. An absolute truth. Not everyone can be a winner at the same time. How do we deal with this? We live in a culture which wants to tell us that truth doesn't really matter. You know, like, I have my truth, you have your truth. Let's just get along. But what does Jesus tell us? Jesus who calls himself the truth. There must be an absolute truth because one team won and one lost. They're not both winners. So we have to wrestle with this. How do we as Catholics deal with truth? And especially because we're not dealing with just one football game here. We're dealing with eternal life. We're dealing with heaven, which is life never ending. And so how do we wrestle with the truth now so that we can get there? Because Jesus says that eternal life is knowing the truth, and the truth will set us free. There's a beautiful hymn written by St. Thomas Aquinas, and it's a good thing for us to think about what he said. He said, "What God's Son has told me, take for truth, I do. Truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true." The choir beautifully sang in the Alleluia verse as well, "I am the shepherd, my sheep hear me, I know them, and they love me." So Christ is our shepherd. He came to lead us. A shepherd guides his flock, and he came to lead us in the truth. And in our life, we experience failures. Not every day is a victory. You know, sometimes there's bumps in the roads. It can be suffering. It can be loss. It can be a splitting up of a relationship. We all experience it. Or it could even be the teachings of the church, which sometimes they seem hard to digest. I know I've struggled with the church as well. I don't know if you have. Maybe you're all there. But some of the things the church teaches, I'm like, how do I wrap my head around this? But I know because Jesus has taught us these things, that he loves us to the point of dying on the cross for us, that he must want us to know this truth, to love this truth, because it's Jesus himself. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. So when we encounter the failures, when we encounter the bumps in the road, we need to not give up. We need to not throw the baby out with the bathwater, but keep going on. Keep training, keep struggling to know the truth more and more. That's what heaven is going to be all about, contemplating God, spending eternity with God who is the truth, and being constantly amazed. So the truth matters in our life, and Jesus is the absolute truth who wants to set us free. In the collect, we talked about the true freedom of the sons and daughters of God. And we can only find true freedom in truth, following God's plan. So it does matter. Winning the victory, winning the championship, shooting for it matters. Getting to heaven matters big time. Or otherwise, everything else is just a waste of time. We don't practice unless there's a goal. And same thing in the spiritual life as Catholics. Praying, encountering Jesus who is the truth, trying to change our hearts, to make them beat in unison with the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It takes a lifetime, but it can bring us true freedom, true joy, true peace, and ultimately eternal life. So thank you for being faithful. Thank you for coming to church every Sunday and giving your hearts to Jesus and chasing after him, because he never stops chasing after you. It's amazing. If we were to truly comprehend God's love for us, I think we would die out of awesome, out of splendor, out of how great and immense it is. So we get this beautiful opportunity to receive Jesus in Holy Communion, truth himself, who comes to visit our heart, to heal us up, to renew his friendship. And it's a privileged place that we have to be Catholic. There really is no other greater gift in the world than knowing completely and totally God's plan as he has revealed it to the church. He shows us the way, and he casts out all fear when we completely and totally give ourselves to him. So thank you for your fidelity, and continue to march on as God's squad, the faithful Catholics of Sacred Heart Church here in Reedsburg. I hope you have a great day at the Fall Festival. Get some good food and have a great week. And be assured of my prayers for you and your family as well. And thank you again for making the sacrifice to come to the Holy Sacrifice. May Almighty God bless us all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in one God.